In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I am Navy Chaplain Mark Steiner. I serve as the Force and Regional Chaplain of Naval District Washington in Washington, D.C. I reported here in February of 2014. I have been serving as a Navy Chaplain for 26 years. This is my 13th assignment. Although I have primarily served Navy and Marine units, I have also served with personnel from all branches of service. In August, I celebrated the 30th anniversary of my ordination. As Chaplain of Naval District Washington, I am responsible for state funerals, burials for sea service personnel at Arlington National Cemetery, and religious ministry teams in the region. Naval District Washington, located on the Navy Yard, witnessed an active shooter event that claimed the lives of several people on September 16, 2013. We continue to keep the families in our prayers. The Navy Yard is home to various commands and thousands of both military and civilian workers. The primary focus of my work is to facilitate the free exercise of religion in support of our region's shore installations. Toward that end, I engage in planning and coordination with chaplains from various faith traditions. Our religious program specialists, with their indispensable logistical and administrative skills, play a critical role in supporting the care and attention of our personnel. The chaplains and religious program specialists of Naval District Washington participate in more than 2,000 burials per year, hundreds of ceremonies, hold myriad counseling sessions, lead worship, conduct religious education classes, hold Bible studies, participate in training sessions for suicide prevention and sexual assault prevention, and make certain they carve out time to maintain the Navy's rigorous physical readiness standards, which require semi-annual testing. I am grateful to report that I have completed about 52 or more physical readiness tests since I started the Navy. More importantly, I am grateful for the continued endorsement of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I stand in awe of the love and encouragement from our LCMS congregations. During my assignment at U.S. Naval Forces Central Command in Bahrain, LCMS congregations donated more than 600 troop care packages. Our LCMS members have the hearts the size of aircraft carriers. Their love reminds me of the courageous profession of faith written by Elector of Saxony John Frederick when he was ordered by the Emperor to renounce his faith or face execution. John Frederick boldly declared that he would not renounce his faith in Christ. He said, and I quote, "Since now in my conscience I am firmly persuaded of this, I owe this gratefulness and obedience to God, who has shown me such unspeakable grace that as I desire to obtain eternal salvation and escape eternal damnation, I do not fall away from the truth of His almighty will, which His word has revealed to me, and which I know to be the truth. For such is the comforting and also the terrible word of God. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whoso shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." End quote. The Emperor was furious with John Frederick's heroic and bold confession of faith and increased the severity of his imprisonment. Additionally, the Emperor ordered Luther's writings and even the Bible to be taken from John Frederick's cell. John Frederick responded that they could tear the Bible out of his cell, but they couldn't tear it out of his heart. I pray the Holy Spirit work in my life to make such a bold profession of faith. Following the custom of the Apostle Paul, I send my greetings to the members of Zion Lutheran Church in Pocahontas, Missouri. I was baptized and confirmed there. Please continue to remember us in your prayers. The peace of the Lord be with you always.